Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 4th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Hyper. You can order the new Hyper Juice, the world's smallest 100-watt USB-C charger, at 40% off for a limited time through the link in the show notes below. Apple News is expanding its mail notifications with a new Good Morning Daily newsletter. Previously, users could opt in to receive email alerts from Apple News about selected featured articles, but now Apple is formalizing that into a regular daily newsletter. Apple says this newsletter will bring the top news, analysis, and features every morning, aggregated from the best stories and the most trusted sources. The first Good Morning email features headlines and summaries from The Washington Post, Reuters, The LA Times, The Hollywood Reporter, and more. The summaries are written by Apple's editorial team and are not just quotes from the source articles. By sending this newsletter to Apple News users, Apple is seemingly hoping to entice more users into opening the Apple News app every day. Apple has said that Apple News is the most popular news app on the iPhone, and publishers generally report strong page view numbers but are struggling to monetize their audience with advertising. Right now, there doesn't seem to be a way to manage email notification settings directly in the Apple News app, so if you're receiving the Good Morning newsletter emails and would like to opt out, the easiest way for now is through Apple ID settings on the web. You can find instructions on how to manage that at the link in the show notes below. If you work out with your Apple Watch and a Peloton, there's good news for you this morning. Peloton has launched the first version of its dedicated Apple Watch app. The Peloton app for Apple Watch allows you to track your heart rate in all workouts and your pace and distance during indoor runs. The Peloton app also taps into the Apple Watch's heart rate sensor, which integrates with Peloton's different workouts, allowing you to see how hard you're working within the different zones that Peloton instructors prescribe. One of the biggest complaints for many Peloton users was the lack of an Apple Watch app. And the initial Peloton app for Apple Watch is light on features for now, focusing on that heart rate data and indoor workout statistics. But it's a starting point for the workout system. In the future, it would be nice to have the ability to access outdoor run guided sessions on the Apple Watch without being connected to an iPhone. For instance, the Peloton digital service offers access to a handful of different guided runs and other workouts, but in order to listen to them, you need to bring along your iPhone. Making the Peloton Apple Watch app more independent is a great way to expand the features and something that seems more likely now that they have the basis of a new Apple Watch app. Rounding out today, a security researcher has found that the iPhone 11 Pro still intermittently collects location data even when the user has blocked it from doing so. But according to Apple, this is expected behavior. The security researcher found that the iPhone 11 Pro will intermittently seek a user's location information even when all applications and system services on the phone are individually set to never request that data. Basically, completely turning off location services does work and it prevents your iPhone from collecting any sort of location information. But if you go into Settings and Privacy and then Location Services and individually toggle every single app, then scroll down to System Services and individually toggle all of those off, the device will still access your location from time to time. Apple responded by clearly implying that there are some system services where users don't get to choose whether or not data is collected. Now, this does seem to contradict Apple's claim that users get granular control over sharing their location. For example, someone who wants location services switched on for maps but off for everything else can't achieve this, as your iPhone will still collect location data for other system services. Ultimately, what you have to do is completely turn off all location services, or accept the fact that even if you toggle everything off manually except one or two apps, Apple will still collect your location data in the background for other system services. You can find a video demonstration of this behavior at the link in the show notes below. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a look at how to fix a problem where some MacBook Pro units might be shutting down randomly. We've also got a look at Apple's list of the most downloaded iPhone games and apps of 2019, with Mario Kart Tour leading the way. You can find both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.